Okay, guys, are we ready to do this?
We are. We are indeed.
Okay. Now, have we got the theme tune ready this week or not?
We've got no theme tune. We're waiting for clearance on that, but we have got the jingle.
Okay. Well, in fact, I'd like you just to hum something underneath while I speak.
Really?
Yeah, just hum something like this.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Go on. Here we go. Welcome to James Whale's radio show. And it's nice to have you with us here. Worldwide Whale. I've decided to call it Worldwide Whale. And before we go very much further, Stop it. That's enough. But I quite like the way that started.
Background music.
Yeah. Well, we'll get some proper music when we've got a few more pennies in the coffer, shall we? Yeah. That's enough, for goodness sake. So welcome to the James Whale radio show, produced by Dead Air Podcasts, who are very nice. They organise all the bits and pieces here. State-of-the-art equipment. We have got some of the most modern and newest equipment in radio. And I think it shows, quite frankly.
You are listening to Nick, James and Rob on the James Whale radio show.
Well, can you say show on radio? Maybe it sounds. So anyway, lots to talk about today. Have you had a good week?
We have.
I was talking to the audience.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, Kevlar Taxi down there in Cardiff, who's one of our biggest followers and listeners, he listens to us while he's driving his cab round Cardiff. So I think we should give him a shout out, don't you?
Yeah. Hi, Kev.
You all right, Kev? How are you going? You all right?
That's Liverpudlian. That's not Welsh.
That was South Wales.
No, that was Liverpudlian, you silly.
Okay.
I won't
make the effort next time.
You didn't use
Nobby.
The word
Nobby. Nobby. Yes, in the valley, see? At the end of the valleys, the head
in
of
the valleys.
In fact,
that's better.
In fact, I shall be meeting him on the 13th of this month when I go down to Porthcawl for a charity archery contest. So looking forward to that, Kev. Anyway, if people want to get in touch and want to mention on the programme, how can they do it?
We've got to tell you something here, James. We're getting a lot of noise from the microphone.
Are you?
I don't know what you're doing, but it's like...
That is the state-of-the-art microphone, the most modern new microphone that this world has ever seen.
Yeah, but if the person rubbing it against their face while they're talking...
the microphone that I kind of stuck to my head with sellotape, that microphone.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, how does that sound? Better? Yeah, fine, okay.
Just
well, shut up.
Just touch anything.
Stop scratching your nose.
Yeah, well, stop highlighting some of the problems.
I'm just thinking of the listener.
Yeah, well, no, I'm thinking of the listener too. And when we get some decent sponsorship, right,
yeah,
we'll buy a microphone stand.
Just imagine Janet, you know, she's 35, she's lying in the bath, she's listening to your voice, and all she can hear is... She doesn't want that while she's listening to the James Whale show, does she?
You're a perv, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just trying to imagine what our listeners do.
You're a little pervert. Well, don't bother. If they want to get in touch and have a mention, like who's listening in the bath?
Kevlar Taxi. Oh, Janet.
All right, well, whoever.
Janet's not in the bath with Kev.
No,
Kev's driving the taxi. Kev's not in the bath.
Yeah, well, whoever's doing it, if you want to get in touch and you want to get a shout-out on the programme, you know how to find us. Send us an email, tweet us, get us on Facebook, all that sort of stuff. And now, of course, you can hear us on Talent GB. And you can audio boo us. What was that?
That was that's
Nick's vibrating.
I thought I had turned that off.
Oh well, turn it off now. There's a good boy.
Yeah, turn
okay.
it off. Now.
Yeah, turn it
Steve
off now.
Steve can't get out.
Steve can't get out.
We've locked him in the building.
We've locked him in the car park.
Right, James, you're going to have to carry on doing the show without me for a bit.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, go let him out of the car park and then come back.
You haven't done before. Without me.
Yeah, well, we've managed before.
All right, okay.
So I'm sure that we can. Okay, thank you very much indeed. The reason...
How
can he make a little less noise when he goes out? What is he doing?
The room.
Was that... Have you got one of those tapes where you play sound effects of people going up and down the stairs?
It's a bit like the Archers, yeah. No, he's actually genuinely gone down the stairs. He's blocked somebody in the car park. How can he do that?
Well, I don't know. Well, I've just been working for the BBC and they have a car park. You've got to get there before 4 o'clock in the morning or you can't park. Well, I think this is something we need to address, actually. Parking problems of the country.
Mm-hmm.
in this country. This is one of the big... I'll tell you, actually, this is an interesting point. And of course, tweet us on this. And as I said, we will use when we've got the new stuff. But we keep your tweets. And we reply on Twitter and we reply on Facebook. But we will include them in the programme as we metamorphosize into a far slicker show. But here's a subject for discussion right now, and it's parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the high streets of this country, this wonderful country of ours, are dying. The reason the high streets are dying is simple. You don't need to get Mary Pretentious Portas to come and tell you the reason. I can tell you the reason. The reason is that local authorities are too stupid. The people who become councillors are too thick and stupid in the main, because most of us intelligent people like you and me and all those listening at the moment are far too busy to be local councillors. Come in, sit down, Nobby.
Hurry up, Nick.
Come on.
He's just slagging off the councillors again.
Yeah, come on, sit down. We've got a really important topic on the programme here before we get on to something else. Okay, sit down.
Now, I hope you didn't talk about anything important while I was gone.
Yeah, well, we're talking about parking. It seems apt.
Okay.
Right, settle yourself down, get in front of the microphone, and here we go. So, I was saying we do not need the very pretentious Mary Portas, queen of whatever, to come and tell us how to save the high streets. It's easy. Easy. And this is the problem. The problem is that people who stand for election for local politics and local councils are people who haven't got anything else to do. So by that fact means that they're not the sort of person you probably want making those decisions. I know there are exceptions to the rule. Don't shout at me. I'm sure you're a nice person and a very good councillor. But there are a lot of you out there who aren't. Because otherwise, you would realise that our high streets are falling apart because there's nowhere to park. Nowhere to park. And when you find somewhere to park, they charge you the earth, or some little Jobsworth pops up and begins to start telling you you can't park there and slapping a ticket on your car. You find a place for people to easily park, to go to our high street shops, and that will solve the problem.
I agree. I have a car for convenience. I do not want to drive somewhere and then have to park somewhere and walk 25 minutes to get to the shop that I want to go to.
So why? Excuse me moving a minute. You can hear some noise because Mrs. W's phone is beeping at me because Mrs. W is like lots of people. She doesn't put her phone on charge when she comes in. I've done it.
This is one of them shows with loads of... little
edit points in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob's going to have a hell of a time doing this.
I don't like you now, James. I've got to spend all night now editing this.
Well, I just to prove it's not edited and it's live, this bit will go out, won't it?
That's true.
So anyway, just while we finish this off, and because which one of you, was it Nobby who parked in the wrong place?
Nobby parked in the wrong place, yeah.
It just reminded me that there is so little help for people parking. Now, people might not like cars, and they don't want you to have a big carbon footprint. God, you should see the size of mine.
Your footprint?
Your car?
My carbon footprint, yeah. anyway, they need to make it easy to shop local.
They do.
So why don't they pay us £1 million or whatever they paid Mary Pontes, and then we could sort the problems out for them?
We could. I could sort all their problems out. Free parking, that's what we want.
Yeah. Free parking and more of it. Hang on. Hi to those of you just joining us. I'm James Whale. This is James Whale's radio show, World Wide Whale, wherever you are in the universe. And I know lots of people from other planets listen to the program. Nice to have you out there. If you want to get in touch, tweet me at the James Whale. Or you can get in touch with us via the guys from Dead Air Podcast, Nobby and Bobby. Nobby and Bobby.
Bobby's
you could
nice.
Do stand up. Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby's fine.
He's not even getting our names right. You know, all the effort we put in, and he's not even getting our names right.
You're hardly here most of the time. You're in the car park.
Yeah, I know Rob's name, right? Your name escapes me. And I told you last week on the show, guys, it's very difficult because you both sound the same.
Well, I'm thinking of adopting a northern accent from now on.
Well, that would be very patronising.
No, it's because I want to be different.
Really?
I want to stand out.
He's already different. I wouldn't worry about
it. He is different. I wouldn't worry about that either. So anyway, we sorted that out. And if people want to get in touch, you can do that. We'd love to hear from you. And I want to just thank Diamond Condoms, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a company that I think could be a potential advertiser on the program.
Cool.
Yeah. And in answer to Diamond Condoms, I haven't yet received the package.
Right.
I'm afraid. I talked. They were going to send them to my agent.
Okay.
They haven't turned up. They've
Maybe
been,
your agent's
they,
using them.
No. Don't use them.
Why?
No, they're not for use. No, don't. If you get Diamond Condoms, you don't use them.
Why?
Well, because they are a condom with sprinkled with diamond on the top. And they're a little gift, a silly little gift to give somebody.
Got you.
But they are not, don't use them. There is no chance of birth control.
That's a good bit of marketing then, isn't it? Because when you think of a tool, you think diamond tips, you know, the one.
Yeah. Well, you could have a diamond tipped tool. Yes, I see what you mean.
And you could. It would certainly be very hard.
Yeah. And you could drill deeper and wider holes.
Yeah. Hardest thing known. In the universe.
These guys, Diamond Condoms, are geniuses.
So anyway, they've been continually
are they expensive?
continually asking me on Twitter if I've received them. Mrs. W wants to know what it's all about. I haven't received them. So guys, we'll get some and we'll have a look at them. And we'll do a sort of road test on the program with them. But please, if you get Diamond Condoms, they are a humorous gift. James Whale Radio Show. You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show, brought to you by the good offices of Dead Air Podcasts and James Whale together. And don't forget, if you go on our website or my website, jameswhale.uk.
Is it? That's Whale. Not your website.
James.whale.
No, that's...
Oh, go on. What is it?
He almost gave his email address out there.
Yeah, I did, yes. Yeah. So, James... James dot...
Hundreds of people trying
James
every...
James.whale@AOL.com.
Yeah. What did you do that for?
Because some poor sod called James Whale has got an AOL account. It's going to get loads of emails. Listen,
just email us through the website at James... What is it? I've forgotten now. Come on.
JamesWhale.tv.
Yeah, JamesWhale.tv. Of course. And then you can find out how you can buy copies of my personally signed book, too.
No, that's on jameswhale.co.uk.
Oh, is it? Jameswhale. Whatever.
This
yeah.
is the, can I just chip in here? It sounds what? Like it's too complicated.
It does to me.
One radio show. There should be one website for everything.
Yeah.
There is. There's one for him and there's one for the show.
Right.
Well, let's combine them, shall we? But at the moment, it's dead easy. It's at the moment you just put James Whale into your search engine.
Nobody
and
tried,
I
yeah.
and you get all about Frankenstein.
Nobody yeah, no,
uses,
listen, no, no, and I'm just the other
main
one.
Names anymore.
Why don't
Everyone
we get an app?
To Google.
We're working
Why don't
on
we just
app?
Get an app?
I had a meeting about your app today.
Oh, good. Well, we'll do that. But listen, at the moment, Audio Boo's good. You can boo us on Audio Boo.
What? The people are going to go boo.
Yeah. What is the difference then between all these different platforms you can find us on?
It doesn't make any difference as long as they hear us.
Yeah. So we want feedback, so get in touch. And last week we had lots of feedback, so we'd like lots of feedback this week.
An absolute stunning amount of people followed us last week. That's great, thanks.
And even those people in Honduras.
Honduras?
Yeah, Honduras. I had some emails from Honduras.
About what?
I can't remember now. It was Honduran.
Oh, okay.
I had to go and put it in the translating thing. Oh, listen, the reason I'm a bit all over the place today, I was going to tell you, I had a very late night last night. A very late night.
Really?
Oh, yes, really, really.
Are you sure you haven't had them condoms?
No, I haven't, honestly. And then I was doing, all this week I've been doing a breakfast show for a radio station, so I've been up at 3 o'clock. So I got to bed last night at just after midnight and got up at 3. And I've been a bit all over the place ever since. So I went last night into London to the Café de Paris in Piccadilly Circus to see Matt Goss because I'm quite pally with the boys. Of course, there was a talk early back in the 80s that I could be the third member of Bros. Didn't quite work out.
Who is the third member of Bros?
Well, Craig is still the third member of Bros, But, well, I could have been the fourth member, but, you know, just if you get my book and you can see me and Luke whilst he was filming Blade 2 in Prague, And you can see how easy it would be to actually mix us up. When will I be famous?
Right.
So how was the gig?
It was fabulous. Do you know, it's one of the best nights I've had. Mrs. W and I were just ecstatic. It was fantastic. This is Matt we're talking about now. He has matured as a singer. All that time he spent in Las Vegas in Caesar's Palace has really shown. He is just brilliant. If you like Michael Bublé and a mixture of that and some soul and just, it was just wonderful. In fact, he's redone When Will I Be Famous, which is on the album. The album is called Strong, and we'll put links to it here on the program. I've even got a bit of video of him doing When Will I Be Famous, the new version from when I saw him. Yeah. Could we put it up?
Yeah, we'll put it on the Book of Face.
We'll put it on the Book of Face.
Yeah, we will do, yeah.
I could become a preacher of the Book of Face.
Mm.
This is a whole new thing. I'm just thinking we could set up a new religion. Religion of the Book of Faiths. Opening the Book of Faiths. The Book of Faiths. Yeah. So anyway, I digress, but it was good. And I have to tell you, he did last night one of the most superb versions of Hotel California I have ever heard.
I love that song.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, and he just did it. It was just a great night. So anyway, if you get the chance, he's over here for a couple of weeks, and he's appearing, actually, Saturday. I don't know when you're going to be hearing the show, of course, but this coming Saturday, which will be the, what is it? The well, he's performing on Strictly.
It's the 11th of, no, I tell a lie, it's the 5th of October tomorrow.
Okay, well, tomorrow's the 5th of October. If you've got this after, then go and get it on whatever.
On demand player. You can,
on iPlayer, that's exactly it. He's performing the new version of When Will I Be Famous on Strictly, whilst those very sexy dancers, a couple of which were there last night. You know the little Russian one who went out with the boxer for a while?
Yes, because Rob and I are huge fans of Strictly, and we watch it every week.
Religiously.
Yeah, me
we
too.
Know all
me
the
too.
Names of all the characters, I mean the people.
Yeah. You don't, because you don't know her name.
Yeah, Olga.
Isn't that the one with Bruce Forsyth?
No, he's not in it now, he's sick.
He's not. Oh. He's not sick, he's in it.
No, look. Hang on. No, Bruce Forsyth has got the flu, he's not in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's ill and they've got to replace him with somebody else.
But I've not been called. They promised that job to me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Bruce recommended someone else.
All right, okay. But, all right, listen.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about...
Saturday the 5th, yeah, her.
Olga.
Olga, yes.
The Russian
no,
girl.
No. Yeah, the Russian girl, not Ola.
Ola, Olga.
No, not Ola, but the Russian girl, the blonde girl who had a bit of a thing going with the boxer from one of the last series.
Okay, well, we'll
that one.
Let's forget this.
Our listeners
let's forget
know
this.
Who it is.
But she is going to be dancing around Matt.
Yeah.
On Saturday night. So I enjoyed it anyway, and if you want a really good night out, he's there. For the next week or so, go and see him.
Okay.
All right. Anything you listen? Should we give your little show a plug? I mean, I know it's not that important, but Dead Air Podcast, all the latest on technology thingy.
You can do. Is that the plug? Is that all we get?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is that what you want?
I'll do a little advert for
you. Okay, go on then.
In this week's Dead Air Podcast, we're going to be talking about the big changes that are happening at Microsoft. And I'm going to be reviewing the movie Rush, and Rob is going to give us his tip of the week, which is about supermarkets.
There we
do
go.
You know, I can hardly wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Deadairwebsite.com.
Can we get the tip for supermarkets now?
Nope.
If I knew what it was, I'd give it to you.
Don't give away the secrets of how
things
work.
You've got some research to do by tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
As well as edit this show.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't need any editing. Don't forget we've got music, and if you want to be heard on the program, and if you have a band or you are a singer or a songwriter, you would like a little exposure. Everybody does this, of course, now, and here on the James Whale Radio Show, World Wide Whale, www. I think we should actually register that before somebody nicks www.
Yes, we should do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. High Horses got a song called Glass House, which they're going to perform for us. Very good. Very Ed Sheeran, I thought.
They got a gig coming up on the 17th of November in the Yardbird in Birmingham. So check them out.
In Birmingham. Actually, from the 28th of October, I'm doing mid-morning on BBC WM in Birmingham for a week. As well as, of course, the James Whale Radio Show, Worldwide Whale.
So we're coming down to Birmingham now, are we?
I hope not. Right. I've got, listen, something I want to talk about that's been in the news this week.
Okay.
And it's, are you British? I mean, I know you live in Wales, of course, mm-hmm. and I live in the south, but I've lived for a lot of my life in Yorkshire and in the northeast of England, although I am a southerner. Believe it or not, and that is where I am now. But are you British, or are you English, or are you Welsh, or what do you class yourself as?
I actually class myself as both, and I'll explain why. I am English, but I am from Britain. And that's how I think everyone should view it. They should state where they're, you know, were born, maybe, and yeah. they are from Britain afterwards.
The thing is, a lot of people have said they're fed up with being referred to as British, but they're older people, right? Younger people are quite happy to be British, but older people say, I'm English, particularly the English, because they feel there's a lack of identity. Because a lot of us in England, I'm half Welsh. My mother was Welsh, born, brought up in South Wales, in a place called Rumney. So I'm half Welsh, okay? So, people ask me what I am. I say I'm from Britain. I'm British.
My question to you then is, in defining where you say you're from, is it based on where you were born, or is it based on your parents?
Well, it's interesting. That's really very interesting, because do you feel that you belong to the part of the world that you were in at the moment? So perhaps you were born in Pakistan, you live in Britain. Perhaps you were born in Britain, you live in Spain. Are you Spanish? Are you Pakistani? Are you English? Are you Welsh? What are you? And these differentials are the things that cause a lot of the hardship in the world. They're the things that people get very upset about. I was driving home today and stuck in traffic behind a bloke who stuck the flag of St. George all over his car. Now, I find that rather petty, to be honest. And these people, I'm English and I'm proud. Well, look. I'm proud of being British. I'm proud of being a member of the human race. I'm quite proud of being a European, which we should embrace, I think, perhaps a little more. Nigel Farage would agree with me. He would agree with me, who, by the way, is married to a German lady. Because there are lots of misunderstandings about Nigel, but that's perhaps for another programme. Perhaps when we've got it all sorted, we'll get him on as a guest and explore him more than we can in the ordinary media, because, of course, we have more time constraints then. But it sort of worries me that people want to be very nationalistic again, because as far as I can see, that is the way to more division and upset. I mean, eventually, we live in a world that will become so small, because you can move around it so quickly, it won't really matter where you come from. And you know those people who hold up the flag of St. George? That is, if you really want to be picky about it, a sort of false English flag. That was a flag created by religious zealots, if you want, to be honest. The flag of St. George is just it's a Christian flag when they wanted to impose their views and thoughts on everybody around the world. And it has very little, in my view, to do with England. In fact, St. George, by the way, was a Palestinian. I don't know whether you knew that.
I didn't know that.
I know.
No. I'm not. I like the flag. If we went back to the three lions, the traditional English flag, I quite like that. The Welsh flag, I like.
Yep.
I think that's
so
quite
nice.
So
you like flags with animals on them?
I like flags. I don't want to see just a white flag with a red cross across it, because it's dull. I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't mean I'm not patriotic. I love where I come from. I like the world. I like wherever I happen to be. I'm sure we all do. We hopefully live in parts of the world we like. But this whole thing about wanting to cut ourselves off from everyone else because we don't feel we have enough of an identity, I think is wrong. You know, one of the things about England is we have such a rich culture of, if you like, having been invaded in our past, that we are made up from all sorts of people, from Vikings, from Scandinavia, the French, the Normans, when they were different to the French, the Saxons, the Romans. I mean, we are made up from all corners of the planet. And we should embrace it. That's my view. Yeah. And so I'm quite proud to be British from the United Kingdom. And I don't give a whether Gambia wants to be part of the Commonwealth or not.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
Let's think a bit about poor old Ed Miliband this week as well, and the Mail having a go at his deceased dad and saying that he was a hater of Britain. You read the story. I don't think it could be further from the truth, personally. Here's a man who escaped the Nazis in Germany, got himself to Britain, then signed up, became a member of the Royal Navy and went and fought the Germans. He was, in later life, fairly outspoken politically and claimed to be a Marxism, as many people did, trendy people did in his day. Were you quite happy with the way the Mail handled the story or not?
I didn't see the story as it broke as such. I saw it, the sort of aftermath of it. No, I wasn't that happy about the story. I don't think the Mail should basically write about dead people. I think that's not there to defend themselves. Even if he did have opinions back in the day, people have the right to change their mind or change their view.
Yeah, and it hasn't done David Cameron much good. I see that Ed Miliband has still gone up in the ratings more than poor old David Cameron. You've got to feel sorry for Cameron, haven't you? He can't seem to do anything to make people like him.
Well, the general feeling on Facebook, but what did you think of the Daily Mail? And the majority of people, a good 90%+, are all disgusted with the Daily Mail.
Yeah, but it won't make us not read it, because it's great for getting stories to talk about. But I think there has to be a certain line, and I think that in the interests of civilised society, if you like, I mean, if Ed Miliband wants to be a Marxist and wants to bring back communism and that sort of political lifestyle to this country, he's got two chances, and none of them are very good.
Do you think that the newspaper's days are numbered? We've had a lot of scandal in the last sort of 5 years, and the newspapers have come under fire for a lot of different reasons. Plus, sales have been on decline steadily year on year on year. More and more people are turning to the internet for their news now. Do you think the papers have got many years left in them?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they have online. I don't think they're going to go away. I think we still want to get our news, but it'll become very different. It might even become audio news as well, with pictures. So I think it's going to be quite different. But yeah, I mean, most people, I don't know about you, but I don't get papers delivered anymore. I read them online.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who reads the paper anymore.
I haven't read a paper for many years.
Which is really, listen, guys, because I was looking to get up early and do a couple of paper rounds just to make a few bob.
Well, it'd be a quick job.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you'd only have to deliver it to six houses.
Yeah, but the poor old paper boy's gone. And who cares about him? Nobody. It's really sad, isn't it?
He's writing iPhone apps now in his bedroom.
Listen, let's do sport very quickly.
Sport?
Okay, yeah, let's do sport.
Wow, that's
Qatar 2022.
Oh, okay.
Are you going?
Can I chip in about this? Because this has really boiled me to the brink hearing about this story.
He's got really quite elated. Look at this.
He's woken up now.
Because I was absolutely disgusted to hear the guy from FIFA moaning about how if they had the...
Seb Blatter.
I beg your pardon?
Seb Blatter.
Yeah.
Let's try it on.
The gist of the story, for those who don't know, is they want to have the World Cup in the wintertime because it's so hot, they're worried about the players playing in the baking sunshine. And this guy from FIFA said, yeah, but then, you know, some of the players wouldn't be available to play for their normal teams during... So what? how many people play in the team anyway?
I don't want to be
20.
I don't want to upset everybody. I don't want to upset Qatar. I've never been to Qatar. I'm sure it's lovely. Qataris, I've met a few Qataris, very, very nice people. But they don't have much of a history of football. They don't have a football club that you could name any of the players of at the moment. And it's too bloody hot to do anything very strenuous when you get there. I mean, at the temperatures and the humidity that they have there, I am told by people who have been there, it's a bit of an effort to walk down the street. What you do is stay in the air-conditioned shopping malls most of the time, trying to avoid getting into trouble for holding your boyfriend's hand, which they frown on over there. So why on earth give the World Cup to Qatar? I have no idea. Oops, yes I do. Political correctness gone mad. So it's a stupid idea. And not only are the players going to suffer if it ever gets played there, but so are people who go there, because it's going to be really hot, very difficult for a lot of people over there. And if you step out of line, you know, they're not very friendly to people who do certain things that we would take for normal over there. You're going to have to be very, very careful. It seems like a ridiculous idea.
And then again, James, we could make a lot of money.
That's only my opinion. Could we?
Yeah. How about selling fans with football teams on them?
Well, that's a flipping good idea. Should we look at the possibility and then next week? And by the way, don't forget, get onto our website and get your new World Cup fan. If you're a football fan, you need your new World Cup fan. Fan away those hot blue days and make yourself comfortable. The World Cup 2022 in Qatar. If you're a fan, you need a fan.
Are these fans little battery-powered ones, or are they the sort of ones that open out?
Oh, both. Different cultures have different ways of fanning themselves.
Oh, no, I don't think... No. Hang on, guys. Let's be silly. I don't think we should have different... I think we should have, wrist action fans.
What we want is to be...
Otherwise,
next...
we'd have lots of... Bzzz,
yeah, but we could sell...
Everywhere you go.
We could sell whale batteries.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Pack of batteries.
And they could be for anything. Listen, very nearly time to go, I think, and play some music. We seem to have been rabbiting on for a very long time.
Well, yeah, more or less. Half an hour.
Well, you haven't, actually. I'm the one who's not had any sleep. And you two, to be quite honest, have been quite flat today.
Yeah, I was ranting about the World Cup.
You see, that's got you going a bit. Knobby Dob.
My name is Nick.
Listen, at least I haven't tried sacking you on the show today, have I?
We haven't talked about the lottery.
Oh, no. And I wanted to talk about what bugs you about your partner in bed, which is the subject of another survey. Okay, all right, we'll do a little more.
The James Whale Radio Show.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show, brought to you by Dead Air Podcasts. You can get us all over the net. You can audio burst, Facebook us, tweet us, go to Talent GB and get us. You can get us anywhere, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, get us anywhere. But get us. World Wide Whale. Get us anywhere, but get us. I think that's quite a good catchphrase. Didn't you think that was good?
Well, do it again then.
Okay. Get us anywhere, but get us.
Yeah, we'll work that in somewhere.
Okay. Right. The lottery's doubling its money. Doubling its money, hopefully doubling your money. I can't think of any other business that has suddenly, arbitrarily said, we're going to double the cost.
Trains.
Well, yes, there is that. Tickets. But even trains and plane tickets don't suddenly double the cost.
After that big volcano, when all the planes were grounded for a week, they stopped doing child fares for planes. Now all children pay full fares.
Mm. Well, they lost a lot of money, Nobs. That's why.
Yeah, they're trying to make it back.
Yeah.
And well, it's Nick, by the way.
Yes. Sorry, Nick. Yes, Nick. Nobby Nick. Yeah, so I don't do the lottery.
So
do you guys do the lottery?
The lottery's going to be £2.
£2, yeah.
Yeah.
And well,
why?
Big
What's
prizes
the justification
are coming down
for
well.
It?
Not because they can do it.
Not enough people playing the lottery.
Yeah, but that's because it's diluted, like nobody's business. I've got the solution for the lottery people that can just fix it like that. Get rid of all the scratch cards, get rid of all the silly games, get rid of everything. Just have a lottery on a Saturday that costs £1. That it gives millions of pounds jackpot. That's all you need.
There's rivals now, though, isn't there? There's the health lottery now, isn't there? That's £1.
Actually, if you go to the website for my charity, the jameswhalefund.org, we run our own very small lottery on there to raise money. I mean, you won't make millions, but you might make a few hundred quid, and you've probably got a lot more chance of winning. Plug, plug, plug.
Apparently, there's 22 times more chance of having a heart attack while watching the lottery than winning.
That's a horrible statistic.
Where do they get these statistics from?
I don't know.
That was a Facebook comment we had earlier.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, well, that was an interesting...
The research for the show now, it consists of comments people have written on Facebook.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I feel sorry for the ones that do it on direct debit, because apparently you can keep the same numbers in order to make sure you don't forget you sign up a direct debit. And if you had, say, I don't know, £20 to £40 worth of lottery tickets a month... That doubles to £80.
And over a year, you are into thousands.
Yes.
You are listening to Nick, James and Rob on the James Whale Radio Show.
I was going to ask you to tell us about sleeping partners.
Yes, no, I know. Because I think we're running out of time, we've got some music coming up on the end of the programme. And also, we might tag on Matt Goss. Or we might put him up separately, mightn't we?
We could do. He's already on the Facebook page.
All right, OK. Well, then we can go and have a look at him and listen to him there. Just let's go round the table, the imaginary table in the imaginary studio, very quickly. Is there anything your partners do in bed to annoy you? Apparently, according to the survey, the most annoying thing, of course, is snoring, followed fairly quickly by people who allow their pets into bed and people who sleep naked in bed, not to mention various other unmentionable things that annoy people about their partners in bed. And lots of people are losing lots of sleep because of this. Now, guys, do you sleep with somebody else?
I've got the answer to this one as well, and it's pretty good. Controversial.
Do it.
Well, my wife and I discovered many years ago that separate beds is the way. The human body was not designed to sleep in a bed with another human body. Separate beds solves all the problems.
Not a bad idea. And that might actually help those people who are being faced with a bedroom tax.
I don't know why we have this idea that because you're married to someone, you have to sleep in the same bed as them.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good idea. Or the same room.
Well, yeah.
Well, room's going I think, far, isn't it? But,
well, it depends, because me and my wife want to have our own room each. Me with all my computer stuff, and her with all her makeup stuff in.
Yeah, yeah.
We just haven't got a big enough house to do it.
Yeah, I think this is very good. What about you, Robbo?
I'm probably the one that causes all the sleep problems. I'm a bad snorer.
I could tell that looking at you.
Mm. How about you, James? What's the
No, I don't think I do anything. Well, we have share the bed with hundreds of dogs, so it's difficult to know who's doing what to whom where.
How does naked sleeping, you know, cause a problem then?
Well, I don't know. Naked sleeping apparently upsets quite a few people. They don't like their partner sleeping naked. But I have to reveal something now, that I have never, ever worn anything in bed since I was about 18.
I'm the same. I can't sleep with clothes on.
You know, I couldn't sleep with clothes
on.
It's
hard to regulate the heat. You can pull the covers down, can't you? But hard to get out of bed and take clothes off.
Turn over in bed and the clothes don't seem to go with you. I don't understand people wanting to wear something in bed. Right, guys, listen, time to go, because I can hear Mrs. W in the kitchen knocking up a sumptuous curry.
Ooh, sounds good.
I've got a steak tonight.
Yeah, you look like a steak and chips guy to me.
I am a big steak and chips guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to have fish finger sandwiches.
Yeah, and tartar sauce?
Of course.
Of course, tartar sauce, of course. So just to remind everybody, the James World Radio Show comes to you, of course, via Talent GB, Audio Boo, Twitter, Facebook, our website, and where else can you get it? Well, anywhere.
Anywhere you like.
Download it, take it with you, and play it as you go.
Just go to James's house, he'll play it for you.
Yeah, like you two do. You are going to have to move out, I'm sorry, it's just beginning to annoy me.
All right, then, I'll put some clothes on when we're sleeping together.
Yeah, please do. Shall we get the music on? And if you want to, by the way, have a piece of music considered for the programme, get in touch, send us a DVD, or a CD, or MP3, anything you like.
OK, James, tell us what this week's track is again, then.
High Horses and Glass House.
The only wolf, but the fiercest. You opened up my wounds and made it easy to assist. The conviction was hard to pass. I may have got too deep and didn't realize that night was like a scene from Lord of the Flies. But you didn't think about it much. I really must have upset you a lot by the way you turned on me. Thanks a lot. You really want
wanted a piece of me, but you took pieces out of me when you savaged me from your glass house. You let me fall when I needed some advice, blunt conversation. Well, that would have been nice, but you led the pack with something else at heart. I really must have upset you a lot by the way you turned on me. Thanks a lot. You really wanted a piece of me, but you took pieces out of me when you savaged me from your glass house.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. Join us again on the James Whale Radio Show, live from a computer near you.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
The James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.